Hey, welcome to ARC Youth Conversations, also known as AYC, where we talk to students about God, life, and everything in between. Now, let's get started.
All right, guys, so welcome to Season 3.
This first episode of Season 3.
First episode of Season 3, our most professional episode yet.
Yeah.
We'll see. Which is why you're dressed like a dad, I'm dressed.
I feel like I'm just ready to dive into this.
I'm dressed like a questionable young adult pastor. Mm-hmm. Someone that are like he's going to be unemployed in 2 years. 2 years. Yeah. All right. So who we have with us? If you're just joining, my name is Michael. Across from me is
Nate.
It's different. I don't have to like say it that way because we are recorded now on video, and you can watch this. Who's sitting with us today?
My name is Jesus.
My name is Deanna.
Yes. So they're definitely not nervous. And, ready for conversations. How our huge conversations go is we typically, in the most ADD level of fashions, we go from casual to deep to deeper casual.
Yes. Well said.
All back again. Yeah. You could tell who really earned his bachelor's.
That was the camo pants talking.
Yeah, yeah. My professor on one of my papers literally just said, I understand what you're trying to say, but you don't read enough books. And it was...
So he called you smart without calling you smart.
He called me
smart
basically, you might be smart, but you're also dumb. Oh. You're not an educated person.
Still holding on to that.
Yeah, it's painful. All right, so you guys are at the age where you have jobs that people, you're an entry-level job. This is like, you're not starting off like CEO as a corporation.
We're at the bottom.
They're like, put the fries in the bag. like, it is entry-level. Have you had a job that you're like, this was terrible? Yeah, like, but it got me started, or I was there. Or is it a current job, and can you put their sponsor right here in the link below?
I work with my dad right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's good work.
Yes.
But it's a lot of hard labor.
Yeah. What is it specifically, for those that don't know?
It's landscaping. So, we do anything from drainage to trimming bushes and all that.
Dude, that's hot.
But I mean, in the summer it gets tough. So I mean, besides that, I mean, I'm good with the work.
Yeah,
but I like it for sure.
Okay, so this is a good one.
It's not
tough. Yeah, this is a good one.
Is this the only job you've ever had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've never worked traditionally in a McDonald's
like
before.
A customer service.
Deanna, what about you?
Never had a job.
You've never had a job.
I'm 14.
So what job? What job do you want to have, Deanna?
I don't know. Like, I like community service. So like stuff like.
So you want to go to jail first and then serve the community?
Like, I don't know about working in a McDonald's, but like outreach things.
So to shade from it, do you think it's bad to work at McDonald's? Why do you think there's a stigma? I know
because
there is.
It's like kind of dirty.
It's kind of dirty.
Yeah,
it's dirty. It's looked down upon.
Yeah,
because it's McDonald's.
It's McDonald's. It's McDonald's.
It's like the lowest cheap. Of the low.
But like it's fast food.
Careful now.
What's in it? You know what's in it?
What's in it? Mechanically separated meat.
Exactly.
It's not good for you.
I'm telling you right now. I've told our staff this. I grew up probably having McDonald's 3 times a week.
Oh, me too.
My body's probably just. All it is plastics at this point. I'm okay for right now. We'll see in a few years if that.
Well, you stop
lines
too.
Up. Right. Yeah,
stop. We're gonna see.
I guess that's
if,
fair.
Well, no, he has not stopped.
Okay,
I don't know 3.
Never
times.
Yeah.
You're in 3 times a week.
Maybe 2. Once a week.
Maybe 2. Yeah, you have metabolism of a horse. I'm sure you could digest anything.
Yeah. Not worried about microplastics.
Yeah, I mean, I loved McDonald's, but. I got sick like 2 or 3 times from it. Specifically, I knew it was
like food poisoning or?
Yeah, that level.
Ugh. Oh, that's why it's the lowest of the low.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A never did it
about
to me.
Right.
Like
dude, Jose worked at McDonald's, right?
Dude,
shout out to Jose.
Jose has worked everywhere.
Yeah, he has worked everywhere.
He's worked at Cane's, McDonald's, Sonic. Yeah. He's at Cold Stone right now.
Yep.
The dude is trying to Thanos himself into every
he's got all
entry
the
level all food job.
Yeah. All right, so I just want to say there's a reason why Jesus is on this podcast.
Yes.
He did his homework.
He did his homework.
He listened to the previous podcast.
Where the chips at, though?
Yes.
And he brought, I know, I had said we should have brought chips and we eating
We didn't
them,
have anything unique. Yeah. We also were baking off of, like, no one listening that deeply.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just happened to listen to that one. All right.
Yes.
So I like the podcast.
At least you're honest.
In a podcast, we had said, we just jokingly were like, but we were like, we're going to commit. We're going to get you chips. We were like, if you... give us the specific bag of chips.
Two chips.
We just dropped it in an episode. We're like, you obviously paid attention.
Yeah.
And Jesus just showed up.
with the chips.
Yeah. Like weeks after we recorded. And I was like, oh, he actually listened. Like, because it was the specific
March.
Brand.
I think it was March that you guys put
yes.
it out. Yeah.
So to show up late April, it was like, all right. Yeah. That was a surprise. So yeah, it earned. Paid off. Paid off. So
that's
Deanna, you're here.
I'm
here. She signed the paper.
Are you gonna get your permit?
Yeah, 1 of 15.
And then are you gonna try to get your license at 16?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Question for y'all. I feel like some students don't get their license whenever they're 16.
Yeah.
They wait till they're like 17, 18.
Yeah, right. That's what
even like older. Why do you think that is?
20?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like some people are kind of scared.
Lazy.
Of like,
you think it's a kid thing or a parent thing or both?
Sometimes it's a parent thing. Some people like don't want their kids to like drive away.
They don't want their kids to drive?
Like, yeah, because they still want to like make sure that you're okay. No, my parents are the same way. They're like, after you get your license, you're picking up your brother from school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, you can go get us groceries. Like,
exactly.
The world has opened up. I have noticed it's more and more people want to delay that process. It's a rite of passage in my mind.
Yeah.
Of independence. Like when you can
definitely.
Drive somewhere.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're like, dang, it's just me in the car. It's my own music. It's at my own pace.
Like, whatever I want to do.
Yes. Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling. That first like time you start driving.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Great feeling.
So the kids who they don't drive because you think their parents are afraid. Do you feel like as a teenager, do you feel like there are things that your parents personally, or you've seen other parents that fears from parents slowly get like instilled in their kids?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Well, like what other things do you feel like that happens with? Driving,
burning
hell.
The phones.
Yeah, the phone stuff.
The obvious one. Yeah.
Hellfire.
I would say phones.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
For sure. Yeah. Like being able to have like Snapchat or like TikTok or anything. Like some of my friends don't have anything and they're like scrolling through Pinterest finding videos. And I'm like,
what
okay.
losers. I definitely don't ever scroll
definitely
Pinterest.
Never used Pinterest before. Do you know what the term tinfoil hat means?
No.
So it's a term of like crazy people back.
Did that come
like,
from the movie Signs?
Oh.
This is a cut. Or was that before?
It came from
Signs.
Like, to my understanding, it came from like.
No, is that before?
No, this was way before.
Way
this
before
like
Signs?
50s and like 60s. Like,
oh, that's right. That's
when
right.
When people
yes.
were into aliens.
And because when that
oh,
was
a lot of TVs,
right?
They were like
TVs
were coming
like
out.
Things on like the
TVs and electrical wiring. Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
from the waves. From the waves.
So the term I'm putting on a tinfoil hat means they're getting a little crazy. Like they're losing reason.
They're not in the right mind.
They're not as grounded with the thought.
Gotcha.
What do you think adults are a little tinfoil hat about when it comes to phone stuff? Like you're maybe a little bit too much on Facebook. Like that's not actually true.
Yeah.
Well, because some things parents are like, you know, just they're like, I know Satan's on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which he might be, but but like that idea where you're like, okay, that's a bit extreme. Like that's a tinfoil. Like we're getting a little crazy here.
I don't know. Like I feel like sometimes with like Snapchat and stuff, like they're thinking that you're like doing something like insanely bad, like texting
every
someone
time.
You don't know, or like selling something, or I'm like,
right, yeah,
what
you think like, you're only talking to predators.
Yes,
on
and then I'm like, I'm just texting my friend, like you know her, you met her, like I don't know.
So you think they don't understand that Snapchat is not just a dark place; it's also the form of communication between friends.
Yeah, we were talking about.
Do y'all both have Snapchat?
Yeah.
I do.
Do you text or Snapchat more?
Like
Snapchat.
Send snaps?
Yeah. Or like do you like whenever you're communicating with your friends?
Text.
Text message.
I Snapchat more. Yeah. Like because I feel like most of my friends, like especially like ninth graders, like they text through Snap even if they have like your number.
Right, right.
So
I barely have any friends, so I'm not in that boat.
you're like, I don't struggle with that.
Snapchat is not my thing.
You're like, I snap myself.
No, I'm not there.
Snap
yourself. Just self. Yeah. Oh, jeez. You know that's when an app is ruined is when the parents are like, "Hey, we can talk. We can talk."
That's what happened with Facebook.
That's happened with Facebook. That's what's TikTok. But
what's happening with Instagram?
TikTok, it's happening.
Yeah. Yes, TikTok, my dad has TikTok.
Yeah.
Yes. That's true. When they're sending you definitely not politically charged stuff through your DMs, tagging you, you should read this. Man. You're like, yeah, maybe sending it on Facebook.
I'm good. No.
You're like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Next thing you know, they tag you in, if you scroll past this, Jesus doesn't love you kind of thing.
Oh, those are the worst. I hate those.
I was done with Facebook. I'm like, we need to leave. We need to leave.
Just a video that you don't watch? What? How's that going to...
But it was... Do you guys know what I'm talking about, though?
I actually had a junior hire come up to me a couple months ago and say, like, what do I do with those? And I was like...
You scroll past.
They're trying to manipulate. Like, but what if? I was like, no.
What if?
No.
What if?
What? No.
What if
you need to read your Bible?
Finally, he's like, you know what, I died on the cross, but not for you.
But you didn't share that.
You didn't scroll.
Like and share. You didn't say Jesus came in the comments.
I would like to think that people actually struggle with that, and they do. There are people like they really struggle with that level of religious thought. So let's talk about hell. Okay, so one group I came in extra tired on our podcast and I was just like, what's the meaning of life? Like, we just dropped into like
the deep one.
Like, what's the meaning of life? Okay, what do you think is the biggest overreaction between parents and their kids right now?
Overreaction,
yeah,
like,
you're like, they're
or like disagreement, the biggest like
something
strife.
They're afraid. There's level fear in this area. Ooh. I don't know if it's justified.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, because like, I don't know, because like overreaction, like my parents overreact when I say the wrong stuff or like I say it in the wrong tone. So like, I don't really know like a big overreaction.
So then I'll put like this little kinder terms. Do you think there's like something they're afraid of that you're like, okay, like maybe it's not.
Yeah, I feel like they're afraid of like me having like the wrong friends or like doing the wrong things or going out at the wrong time.
Right.
Like there was like this thing at the mall. Something happened at the mall and they were like, you can't go.
Oh.
Because they don't want you to go to like the bathrooms or something like that. And it's like they're doing stuff that I didn't know was like that was going on, but they knew about it. So like, be careful, like, which I don't know if it's like an overreaction, but like they know that I wouldn't do something like that. So,
so that they're trying to get you in the right environment.
Yeah.
You haven't had the history that that's been an issue.
Yeah.
But they're already reacting.
Yeah, I was ahead, like, ahead I haven't done anything. So.
Yeah, I can understand where you're like, okay, it's a bit intense. But you understand that it's that's like, a tightrope.
Yeah.
That's a thin line. What about you, Aziz?
I'd say fear of the unknown. Stuff that you don't know, and just because you haven't been there before, that's definitely a sticking point because you don't know where you're walking into. And I think it has to do with like where you put your faith in. Because if your faith is in God, I mean, you're good. At the end of the day, you're going to come out on top. So that's definitely the fear of the unknown. One of my biggest things.
Yeah. Do you, and I'm, you know, it's hard to ask these because no one wants to hate on their own parents. But do you feel like parents sometimes take things from their own, I missed this whenever I was a kid, so I don't want you to miss it too.
100%.
You know,
like
their own losses a little bit.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, as a parent, like I probably do the same thing with my kids at times.
I don't want you to end up like me.
Right.
Not realizing that
that's still
going to
affect you.
As hard as they try, they're never going to end up like you fully. They'll have their own decisions, but. Yeah, I think that is a concern of parents, and the extremes vary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe based on their past and how detached they feel from it. So they might react to something very sensitively and you're like, I don't really get that. Like, why? I understand, but like, it's really like, why that sensitive? Yeah. And it might be because it's just, they're like, this leads to that, to that, to that, to that, to that. And
well, 100%. And I asked that because I think, overcoming a fear from your parents is sometimes harder than overcoming your own internal fear. Because like even growing up, it's like you're something, if like your parents are there, it almost feels like that's like ingrained in you a little bit and ingrained in your family. So it's not something that like, oh, just happened last week or last month or last year. It's like, no, this is like who we are as people, you like know?
Passed down through generations.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Very, very much
like
so.
Like a generational
curse. Yeah. Very much so. How have you guys ever had to deal with that? Or have you ever seen your friends or like, what advice would you give on, hey, my parents react here, they're afraid of this thing, how do we overcome that? You have any advice or any thoughts on that?
Well, there's like things that like my parents are kind of sensitive to, and like my mom especially, like she kind of gets like upset about like smaller things. And so like I realized that I've been doing that recently. And so like I have to like reevaluate like what I'm doing and what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, because like there's things where I like, oh, I say something and it seems like rude.
Yeah,
but it's not like intentionally rude, but I just said it like wrong, and then I end up having to like to apologize for it because I hurt somebody else by saying something.
Oh yeah,
so not thinking about how you deliver it.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's for sure one of the things that it's hard to kind of know exactly how they're going to react, because when in the moment you're saying something and then it leads to another thing, and then it could lead to another thing. But at the end of the day, I mean, you can't control what the reaction is going to be. I think you have to go into it thinking, I'm going to act like Christ. Show up with his love, his forgiveness. And then that's been my biggest thing, because a lot of times my parents have reacted like that because, you know, they're Mexican. So I mean,
explain.
wait, what? So
I mean, I can just drop that and that says it all.
So, there's someone on the podcast like clocked it, got it.
So I mean, it's kind of hard to kind of go between.
So you're thinking there's a cultural fear comes with like, this is understood amongst you know, this group, ethnic group people, like you will get this understand of like, my baby better win. Like, you're going to do better than us. Like, you're going to be successful. Yeah. You're supposed to stand on our shoulders.
Oh yeah.
There's a different understanding of that, or it's culturally understood of across the board, all Mexican families are have some understanding of this way of handling.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely different.
Okay.
At least the Mexican family in particular.
Are you first generation here?
Yeah.
Okay, you're first generation born here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's
both
different.
Of my parents were born in Mexico.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, that definitely. Is different.
That is different. Second generation, like, only speak Spanish, like, at the house.
Yeah.
And what more English thing? You get Tejano. Like, it's
a mix. Culture.
Yeah, bro, it's a whole mix. But that is different. I had a friend that his church is a mix of, like, immigrants, first generation, second generation. And he's like, it's like three. They're all Mexican. They're all wildly different.
Right, yeah.
On what they expect out of life, their work ethic, what they want out of church, how they handle authority and leadership. It's fascinating talking to them. And they don't see eye to eye, even though like they're culturally and racially coming from the same place. Like their desires seem to be.
I think that goes back to what Nate was saying from when he said the fears from our parents bleeding into how they treat us, and and definitely culturally, it's tough coming from Mexico and then trying to fit into, because they went to California, they met in California, and from California they moved over here to Texas, and there's way big difference between California and Texas.
Oh, dude, California Mexicans, and Texas Mexicans are nuts. Yeah.
Definitely not. So they had two culture shifts in that same time period. And when I was born in California. And moved over here when I was one. So I was raised over here in Texas.
Right. Right. Which is different.
Yeah.
So they their fears might come in the fact that they're constantly having to adapt for now would be decades of a culture that's not their own.
A
culture that they adopted and wanted to adopt and then had to adopt another one.
Yeah.
And then raise their kid in a culture they're new to.
Yeah.
Also lot, coming yeah. from
it's a lot. It's a lot to think about.
Well,
for
and
sure.
that's yeah. and that's yeah. what's hard. I mean, talking, I mean, it's it would be easy to sit here and be like, my parents, like, they're not great at this, or like, they bring fear here. But remembering, like,
they're still learning.
They're still they're still learning. And
we
didn't know our parents whenever they were our age, you know, so we don't know what all they had to walk through.
Yeah,
that we hear.
Yeah.
I always said
talked about this. I was like, if I met my dad when I was like, when I was 22, I thought about this. I met my dad when he was 22, which Alan Clayton at 22 was living it up. Apparently, from what he tells us, he was ultra cool for the 70s. We'll just believe it, but I never got to meet his roommate to really confirm or deny. But let's say like 23, 24, he comes back to the Lord. Personality-wise, it's always been fascinating to think, like, what would it be like to meet that guy? To meet the guy who's in the same place as I am in this stage of life. And I think I determined, I'm like, either we would get along great or we would kill each other. And I don't think there was any middle ground. I don't think there would ever be any middle ground. But it's fascinating to think, like, our parents were young once, and they are still learning. That concept is hard to be like.
Yeah,
they've never had me at 14.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time.
Like first time living.
This is the first time raising a 14-year-old you, an 18-year-old you.
Yeah.
So if they don't seem like they have all the answers, it's because they don't.
They don't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking as parents, we don't. We're figuring this out just as much as y'all are.
Yeah, it's a learn on the go process.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are building the plane as we were flying it.
That's a good perspective.
And so what I think is sometimes that understanding when we miss it in the teenage years, my perspective is you can lack empathy on both sides.
Yeah.
They forget that they don't understand that side of you as a parent. You as a parent forget that, like, they're developing new interests.
Yeah.
They're becoming more independent. Mm-hmm. They're starting to become their own individual.
Yeah.
And that's going to change pretty much until their late 20s.
Tell your parents you love them today. You're listening to this.
Mom, Dad, I love you.
Tell your mom, your dad, stepmom, stepdad. Tell me you love them.
Yeah, throw in the step-parent. Shout out.
Tell me you love them. Tell me you love them.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, we're coming up to the end. Do we want to do our fun question?
Yeah, we can do the fun question.
Is it the chip one? We're doing the...
That was the season two ender. I don't have season three ender one yet, but we'll get there.
It's a new season.
So, yeah, new season. I mean, we got a new season, new question. If you're a seasoning, if I got like some plain turkey, like what seasoning are you to put on that plain turkey? Bro, I didn't say these were deep. You think these were deep? I just said it as a question.
What are my options for seasoning a turkey?
Turkey?
Oh, no.
Like Thanksgiving?
What if you said like Thanksgiving?
No, we gotta revise that.
I don't even like Thanksgiving. We're making ground beef.
Okay.
And I say, we're making ground beef, all right? We're going 80-20.
Okay.
I'm saying season the meat. I'm gonna walk away.
Okay.
Season the meat.
Mm.
What are you putting on there?
This isn't a deep question, right?
It is deeper than you think.
Okay.
Salt and pepper.
Because some people in this podcast are not going to say, they're not going to say any spice, and it's going to say everything about them.
Well, it depends, though. What are we making with this ground beef?
No, stop. I walk away. We are eating the ground beef.
Oh, okay. Don't read into
what it. What are you putting on ground beef? What are you putting on ground
I'm
beef?
Making a burger, so it's just all you need is salt and pepper.
All you need is salt and pepper.
You don't need anything else.
As you say that, in a brown cardigan with glasses, makes sense.
No.
Okay. All right.
I'm actually opening up my
Deanna, what are we putting on the ground beef?
Seasoning salt.
Like
seasoning salt.
Like Lowry's?
Yes.
Actually.
Yes. My mother taught me.
I'm not against her on that.
Like, y'all think this isn't deep?
Uh-oh. I'm not against her.
We just went from salt and pepper to Lowry's? Are we?
You're going to be shocked when I say
all right, come on.
Fajita. fajita mix.
Yo,
you know, the spices.
Like
the
for those unknowing, what is your spices and fajita mix?
It's just the fajita mix.
Is it that orange packet
from like store?
No, it's the.
It's like that Pro Electro. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
I'm
there's
too
this,
used to it.
There's this
Why'd you look at Alex like that? Why'd you look at Alex?
Bro, I'm sorry. We're just going to roll past Jamie. Lowry's. We're going to roll past Lowry's and Salt and Pepper, and I'm going to get called out for looking at our Mexican producer for what is for fajita meat.
I mean, it is Cinco de Mayo.
I mean,
how am I supposed to know?
Everyone's
trying to be real sensitive in here.
Michael.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
No. So thanks for being here.
Fajita mix. That's all right. Generic fajita mix.
Garlic powder, onion powder.
Okay.
For what though?
Wow.
Salt and pepper.
See, he cooks.
General,
I just said meat, bro. It's meat.
Like, are you just eating straight ground beef?
I'm just saying.
That's true.
It's not a hard concept for me to understand.
Ground beef and rice.
Do you see I eat ground beef and
it's
rice?
Probably good. Definitely good.
What are you doing?
At 10 a.m.
What are you doing?
At 10 a.m., Mike is heating up himself some ground beef and rice.
Yes. Garlic powder, onion powder, red pepper, cumin.
Okay.
And then salt and pepper.
Cumin?
What do you use cumin for?
Huh?
What else do you use cumin for?
White people Tex-Mex. You use cumin.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, white people Tex-Mex.
I don't cook.
I guarantee you cumin's in your fajita mix.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Okay,
someone write that down. Sponsored by
HEB.
Sponsored by Goya. This episode's sponsored by Goya.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Delete the tapes. All right, y'all. So. Thank you so much. We enjoyed this conversation with Tiana Jesus that'll never be produced. Let's see the light of day. All right. We'll see you. Bye.